Hi, I'm Miriam, Chief Executive of Action for Blind People. This is the first conference that we've been able to have where we've got lots of different members of staff from all four countries across the UK and the advice line and the helpline all together here. There's about 300 of us, and the conference has really just been about us being together, being one team, looking at what the future needs to look like and how together we're going to get there.
The buzzwords I've heard a lot of during the convention has been connect. What does that mean for us all?
So for me, this is one of the golden threads that needs to run through everything we do. And it's about our customers, blind and partially sighted people, being able to connect with us, but more importantly, perhaps to connect with each other. And I'm reminded of a conversation that I had with some customers a while ago when we were looking at developing our services in hospitals for people who are newly diagnosed. And customers said to me, you know, Miriam, with all due respect, it's great to talk to, you know, an ECLO or a vision support officer, because actually when you come out of the consulting room after you've been told some bad news like that, you do want someone to talk to. But actually, we don't want another professional to talk to. We want to talk to somebody who's lived it, who can tell us how we're going to cope. Because as much as a sighted person can offer in terms of information and advice and knowledge, actually it just doesn't compare to having been through it. So the peer support element of Connect is just so important to us, and we see as a really critical part of our services going forward.
You talked about the four key themes that you wanted people to leave the conference with. Yeah. What were they?
So the first one was partnership, and I get really fed up still of the amount of competition and duplication that there is in the sight loss sector. We're tripping over each other, we're competing, and you know, the only people that lose out are our customers. And it just really grieves me that even after all these years of so many people trying, we've just not seemed to have found a way forward. So my message to staff over these 2 days has been, that's got to change. We have to view partnership again in the same way that we do Connect, as an integral part of the way we do things going forward. And if that means working with partners to help them to build their capacity or to improve their services, but we're all in this together, and so we all need to work collaboratively to support blind and partially sighted people. So that was the first one. The second one was about relationships, and we at Action for Blind People will be primarily the first point of contact for blind and partially sighted people. So whether it's through the phone, on the website, or face to face, the experience that they have with us, that very first moment, will be in the main their first connection with RNIB. And so it's really important that that is the beginning of a much longer, deeper relationship with people. And it's really important then that what we do is deliver quality all the time, and that everything we do is focused on delivering what that customer needs from us.
Do you think that initial meeting with the charity defines how the person will see the charity from then on?
Oh, absolutely. And I think we have a real opportunity here. So my experience again of talking to customers is that they don't have that much in the way of expectation of us. So we have a real opportunity to surprise, to deliver something exceptional, and to really build that relationship with customers, that they become fans of RNIB. So it's just vital for me. So that was the second one. The third one was then data. So data is one of those deep sigh moments, isn't it? And love it or loathe it, it's really important, because if we don't have data, firstly, our customers are anonymous, which means that when they call back, we don't know who they are. And one of the things they've told us again and again is, why don't you know me? You know, you say you're all part of the same organisation, but and I've been using you for years and you still don't know me. We don't keep them informed. We bombard the same number of people with lots of different information, but it's not coordinated. And we can have a better relationship with people if we manage that data well, if we collect it well. But there's always the other side, and people are generally freaked out by data. I am. I feel deeply that we are guardians of our customers' privacy and the information they give us. But we need to have confidence in the systems and the processes that we have. They're not perfect. We've got more work to do. But actually, you know, we just have to stop those customers being anonymous to us. So, that was the third one. And then the fourth one was about our staff themselves. And, you know, we've got huge numbers of very talented, committed and dedicated people in our organisation. And we need every ounce of their passion and their enthusiasm and their experience to help build that future. I know it's not going to be easy for everybody. Change never is. But I just hope that after the 2 days that we've all been together today, that where there was perhaps any anxiety or concerns, that we have in some way been able to answer questions so that together we can build that really positive future. And I guess I've kind of given the challenge that if there was anywhere in the world that you would want to live if you were blind or partially sighted, that it would be the UK, and have kindly kind of said, you know, that's in our gift to create if we work together.
Do you think it was needed because a lot of staff weren't sure about the transition from RNIB or RNIB Scotland to Action?
So yeah, if I think back to where we were last year, and I have to say, you know, the whole transfers and the changes in the group last September was probably some of the most difficult stuff that we've done. And if I hadn't really believed that it was the right thing to do, I really wouldn't have done it, because I wouldn't have just created all of that angst and frustration and in some ways anger if I really didn't believe it was the right thing to do. So looking at where we are today, a year on, I still believe it was absolutely the right thing to do. You only have to experience the vibe and the positivity of all four nations working together. Because actually, if you're blind and partially sighted in Scotland or Wales or in the depths of Cornwall, you still have the same needs. The way that we support you to get stuff that you need might be different because of the different country context. But actually, we have so much more in common than we do that's different. So yes, it's been the right time. We're a year on and it's feeling really, really positive.
Where do you see us a year from now?
Goodness, that's a really difficult question. So a year from now, I would like to see the benefits of having a single sight loss advice service coming out. I think that we will have lots of evidence to say, yes, absolutely, this was the right thing to do. We'll be reaching more people, delivering specialist services to more people, and be even more united than we are today. I would like us to have another 20 ECLO services in eye departments, helping to bring even more new people to RNIB. And I would really like us to have made some progress in developing our digital capability in terms of being able to support people far more seamlessly through the website and online tools.